News Radio WJPF, my friend, who just also happens to be head of visitor services, Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge, Neil Vincent's joining us this morning. Neil, good to talk to you again, man.
Hey, good to be here, Tom.
Yeah, you know, earlier in the week I was talking about trout season opening here in Illinois, and what was interesting was the response I got. I didn't know. I mean, I heard, I didn't know that. I thought it had to, Robert used the term earlier this morning, I thought I had to be in some babbling brook in Colorado for me to catch trout. That's not the case.
No, it's not the case. There's, you know, several places throughout the state where Illinois DNR will do trout stocking, and there's a couple of really good places right here in southern Illinois.
And that's
Devil's Kitchen Lake and Fern Cliff State Park.
I noticed what was interesting is when I was looking at some of the reviews on those two locations, 4.5 stars.
Yes. We get a lot of questions, and when stocking going to happen, they're different areas. Devil's Kitchen Lake, you can catch trout at Devil's Kitchen Lake year-round.
Really? Well, but there's also a season, catch and release, and then...
Well, you know, yeah, there's different regulations. So, you know, the Fern Cliff State Park has a catch and release, and they have a season, which will start October the 17th this month, is when the season when you can start keeping those trout, and it's five trout per day. But at Devil's Kitchen, we do not have a season at Devil's Kitchen. So you can catch and keep trout year-round at Devil's Kitchen Lake.
Is because Devil's Kitchen Lake is more conducive to the trout life expectancy because of the nature of the lake and the temperature of the water?
Yeah, it's not a state lake. It's ran by the Fish and Wildlife Service. We're federal. And it is a deeper lake, so those fish during the summer will go, 25, 30 feet deep in the water and still be able to survive the summer. You know, they're not reproducing in the lake, but you know, they are surviving 2 or 3 years and getting some pretty good size to them.
Which is the ones I like. And people have this idea that you go out and have to have a fly rod and, you know, the little jacket with all the fly stock on it. You need a pole and a bobber and a brass hook, and you can do this. But I was told this, and I'm glad you're on because you're going to clear this up. Last time I was doing this, I was in Branson, Missouri, Table Rock Lake, and everybody was using niblet corn, little cans. You saw it everywhere. I don't think that's legal here, is it?
Yeah, you can use corn.
Is it?
Yeah, you sure can.
Okay, I was told you couldn't, and I'm not sure why. This is what I get, but that's why I asked an expert. You literally can go out and do this with the kids. You do have to have a trout stamp, however.
That's correct. If you're going to keep the trouts, you will need a trout stamp. I mean, you know, you can't control what you're going to catch when you're fishing, but, you know, so if you do catch a trout, you don't have the trout stamp, you know, you need to release it.
All right. I almost called it a tramp stamp. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you've got one of those or not. You still have to have the trout stamp. It's a totally different item.
That's correct.
Are there hours for this? Can you just give me kind of a rundown? Somebody thought, you know what? A lot of people, cabin fever, want to get out, try things, and you've seen the pressure put on Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge because of that enthusiasm, getting out of the house, and you get inherent social distancing, we'll call it. Any basic guidelines with your experience, people in the questions, that you think maybe we ought to attack on this when it comes to coming out and enjoy it? It's not the only location. I mean, you can go to Jones Pond. That's a Wren Lake Conservancy District. I call it Glen O'Jones State Park. There are locations in Randolph County, in Massac County, Jefferson County, and Johnson County, is, of course, Neil mentioned, the Fern Cliff State Park. What are the questions that people ask you that might be helpful for people to know before they go out and try this?
You know, the biggest question is, do I need a stamp, which we've already covered that. And then, you know, the season. So, you know, like we mentioned earlier, right now we're in a catch and release section for those state areas that's run by the Illinois DNR, and then, you know, October the 17th, usually that third Saturday in October is when the season starts where you can start keeping those fish. And a lot of times these are stocked ponds, so they want to get those fish used to those areas. Usually they'll stock them, you know, want to try to keep the water, you know, make sure the water gets down to a certain temperature and before they stock those. And so they want to get those fish used to those areas before they open them up, you know, for where you could keep the fish.
Yeah, get acclimated. So yeah. October 1st was bull season as it got underway in southern Illinois. And, you know, it was recently that Neil shared with me some 160,000 acres Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge has now been open to bull hunting.
Well, actually, 12,000 acres.
12,000. Oh, well, that sounds, when I saw 120,000 in my notes, I was like, could that be right? 12,000 acres. Yeah. Get that right. Thanks.
This is the starting, while we're doing, we're having a 2-week archery season. It's about the, hopefully it's hitting right there at the rut time, so about October the 24th through November the 7th, we will all be opening up 12,000 acres that's south of Crab Orchard Lake to archery hunting. And basically, as long as you've got your archery permit and your refuge, entrance fee, you can hunt that area. And we've got the information on our webpage and maps showing the location. And there are some areas in that 12,000 section that, we have closed due to industrial sites and things like that. So, I just encourage you to go to our website and pull those maps up and get the regulations there.
Do you have to check in at the visitor center?
We are doing this an all self check-in. We'll have like 5 bulletin boards scattered throughout the area with all the information on those bulletin boards. And there's like a self-checkout system where you'll just fill the information out, drop it in a box, and put a little receipt on your dashboard, and that way our law enforcement guys knows that you've checked in and you're ready to go.
Good. That's good to know. That's essential information in my mind right there.
Yeah.
Especially if you tromp into the woods at, sunrise is around 6:52, so you're tromping into the woods about 6 probably, and want to be able to take care of that. So, it was a couple of years back, I was down at Devil's Kitchen, and the weather was, starting to get cool, but it was nice. And I saw this group, looked like a family, pulled over and talked to them. So, where are y'all from? From Michigan. Why are you here? We're here for the warm weather. They were down here in the fall, you see a lot of visitors coming on board for the fall. They're not hunting. They're not fishing. They're camping.
Yeah, I mean, the campground has been full every week. At Crab Orchard Campground, we're still limiting the RV camping. I was over there 2 days ago, and it's already filled up for the weekend. And, it's starting to get some of those, it's great camping weather. And we didn't open until June the 26th this year. And right now we are about a little over 30%, ahead of what we were for that same time period last year.
So any guidance when it comes to pressure and how long you need to start thinking, look, okay, I want to go the end of October and I'm going to go camp and I want to go to Crab Orchard. How early should I begin to try to book so that I can get that date and still have some hope of getting it?
Crab Orchard, we're set up right now with the way we're operating. It's first come, first serve, and it's a self-check-in system at a bulletin board when you first come in. And like I said, most time right now, the campground is usually filling up like on a Wednesday or a Thursday for that weekend. So it's no reservation system, so it's kind of like hit and miss.
And I'm not surprised by that. Sitting here at the studio windows, watching the fifth wheelers go by, and they're all going one direction in front of the studios towards Crab Orchard.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So when it comes to preparing for deer season, and a lot of like I said, the recent figure was 80% of the hunters in deer season on Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge are from Northern Illinois. Has there been any changes we need to be aware of if we've got guests coming down on how to handle deer season in this age of COVID?
Once again, we're doing everything self check. We're doing something different this year. I just got the list of names in Monday of our hunters, and I was looking at the zip codes, and actually like 64% of the zip codes are Chicago zip codes. That's not counting, having got out to Peoria and places like that. But so we're sending all the information this year to the hunters, the maps, the check-in system, and we're going to try to do an honor self-in check system where they'll have everything they need in the mail, and all they have to do is come down and just start hunting.
And before I let Neil Vincent go, he's with the Visitor Services Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge. Want to congratulate you on being named by TV3 WSIL as an unsung hero. You weren't unsung in my book, but it was nice to see somebody else realize your efforts and what you do to help tourism, the economy, and our guests here in Southern Illinois and show them some hospitality. I was really proud to see that.
Well, thank you, Tom. That's why I kind of told So the reporter, when he came out, said, "I'm just kind of doing my job and, you know, enjoy doing it." So thank you. Yeah.
And it shows, too. I really do. I enjoy working with you, and it's nice to know other people are recognizing what you do, because it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. And that sounds stupid because, you know, I look at Out 13 and that's all, you know, Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge back there, right? And it's big. But so much of what you do, and the rest of the staff, too, we got to be honest here. There's a couple of guys that I know that work on the mowing crews that I stop and talk to are just, right? But the immensity of what goes on in this area, it's kind of like a juggling act that never stops.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, with our visitation here, you know, each season is different. So, you know, we look forward to those changing seasons. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough that we have really good teams here and supervisors to let us do what needs to be done.
Yeah. And you just had a recent high-level visitor, too.
Yeah.
Didn't the head of National Park show up or something like that?
Well, they were supposed to, but they didn't quite make it here. Something came up. So,
I hate to hear that.